What would it be like if you were able to align with the natural flow of life, allowing yourself to be guided by God, the universe, by nature, whatever it is that you call it, but allowing yourself to be guided by something beyond yourself? What would that be like if you were able to live in that state? In this episode, we go into our part 5 of our Intentions and Delusions series, Unity versus Separation. Now, this concept has been a very important one in my life. One of my coaches once shared with me this idea where he talked about how when you are on the path as a seeker of wisdom, which if you are listening to this podcast, you are on that same path. You are a seeker of wisdom, a person who is willing to dive in to character examination and self-reflection to develop a deep sense of self-awareness. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. This idea of being on the path of the seeker is one in which that the path that you're taking in life is not the paved and conventional path. It is not necessarily the safe, tried and true route that everyone else has taken. And most people don't choose to take such a path because it is scary, it is uncertain. It causes you to have to face your innermost shadows and allows you to come into life with a sense of reverence for who you are and for what life is. I acknowledge you for being on this path of the seeker, because this path can result in you being alone sometimes, and maybe even feeling lonely. The thing is, it's like climbing a mountain. Most people will climb the path that has been carved for everyone to climb. While they're on that path, they'll see other people who are going the same route that they are, feeling safe, feeling a sense of belonging, and feeling comfortable in that decision, knowing that it is tried and true. But not you. You choose to take a different path, a path that hasn't been paved. And at times, you find yourself walking next to other seekers. But there is a big difference between aloneness and loneliness. And the path of the seeker is not a path of loneliness, contrary to what some people may say. There is aloneness on that path, but that doesn't mean it has to be lonely. Because the truth is, you are never alone on such a path, despite how unique your experience might be. Aloneness is a state of being. It's a state of affairs. It's a fact. It's a circumstance. Loneliness is having a story that aloneness is wrong, that you are somehow wrong for being on that path. But the truth is, you're guided by your intuition. You're guided by your sincerity and by your authenticity. So the key is to remember that despite climbing the mountain and sometimes being alone, it's to remember that our individual experience is what makes us who we are. It's what allows us to have the experience of this life that we're seeking, learning all the lessons that we need and fulfilling the purpose that we came here to experience. And so what's really important to understand about unity versus separation are a few concepts, one of which is kintsugi, which is the Japanese art of repairing pottery and lining it with gold. Now, the art of kintsugi came because there was once a shogun in ancient Japan who had broken his favorite tea bowl. And when he had broken this, he wanted it to get fixed. So he sent it over to China to get it fixed. And when he sent it over to China, they sent it back with a bunch of ugly staples in it. And it didn't look very good and it wasn't very functional. So then he called to his favorite and most talented craftsperson and asked him to fix it in a way that would look beautiful. He came back with a bowl that was lined with gold in all the places that it was originally cracked. Now, the fascinating thing about this is that the bowl actually looked even better than it did originally with the cracks that were lined with gold. Now, kintsugi is a very important idea and philosophy for us to be able to use in our lives, because through life as a human being, we experience all kinds of difficulties and challenges. When we talked about the Four Noble Truths, we talked about the truth of suffering and how as human beings, as these sensitive organisms who are impermanent and temporary, we experience challenges, we experience suffering, we experience frustration. And all of those are like cracks on the kintsugi bowl. The key is, though, are we willing to line those things with gold? Are we willing to line those things with gold and allow our scars to be something beautiful? Our scars to be something that is truly meaningful, that shows us the journey that we've been on and allows us to have a sense of deep appreciation and gratitude for where we are. Because when you live your life in a way that embodies kintsugi, you give yourself the opportunity to line all of those old hurts with gold, turning them into gifts and opportunities. Now, kintsugi also embodies a really important Zen ideal, which is the ideal of wabi-sabi. Now, wabi-sabi is a two-part word, or wabi is essentially the inherent ordinariness of existence, the ordinariness of everyday life, the day in, day out, the chopping wood, carry water from Zen. And that ordinariness and that regularity is that part of the wabi-sabi. The sabi, on the other hand, is the inherent quality of aloneness, of being an individual. And to understand unity versus separation, it is important to understand that unity is meditating upon the interconnectedness of all things in the universe, as Marcus Aurelius would say. It is realizing that everything and everyone only exists in relationship to everything and everyone else. And so, despite the fact that we are going to have these unique and individual paths that we are going to go on through our lives and have our own unique and individual experience that is different from everyone else's, the thing that unites us exists as a paradox. The very fact that we have all these differences in life, the very fact that we have these unique individual experiences that no one else shares is the very thing that unites us, because everyone is experiencing that unique and different path in their own way. Everyone has their own story to tell. Everyone has their own purpose for being here. And that is what unity is. It is a way of being in the world where you are connecting with everything and everyone around you, realizing that you are a node in a network and that everything that you do affects everything else, and that you are not alone here. You are not this separate ego enclosed in a bag of skin walking around in a world that is separate from you. You are of the world, not separate from it. Separation is to essentially live like the one poem where it says, "I alone and afraid in a world I never made." That is a feeling of disengaging with life, a way of not being. So when we are in the ego, when we are looking at our individual experience as ourselves, that is when we are engaging in separation. Because unity is a way of being in the world, and a way of being, naturally being in our natural state, is to align with the stream of life, to go with the flow of life, with nature, to realize that we are a part of nature, not separate from it. Whereas separation is a way of not being in life. It's a way of assuming that your ego or your individual experience is you. So it's important to understand that the ego itself is essentially demonized in a lot of philosophies. People will tell you, don't go with the ego, or don't go with the desires of the ego, or the ego is bad, or there's even a book called The Ego is the Enemy. The ego is not your enemy. Your ego is just a symbol for your individual experience that allows you to have an individual experience. It's how you know to bring your drink up to your mouth versus to somebody else's. That ego allows you to have an individual experience. It's the symbol for it and the sensation of the individual experience, but it itself is not the individual experience. The ego is not bad. It has its place. It has its use. It allows us to bring all the aspects of our being into a single identity, into a single way of knowing and understanding ourselves and continuously exploring through that. But when we engage in separation, we think we are the ego. When we think we are the ego, we start to engage in a separation from nature, from the universe, from God. And anytime we do that, we start to experience suffering. Because as a human being, the thing that allows us to thrive, the thing that allows us to evolve, is our ability to come together, cooperate, and to think in unison, to be an entire unit, an entire human race. And so when we engage in separation, it's very much like Marcus Aurelius said, you're separating from nature, failing to realize that you are a part of nature. You are not some separate entity within nature, that you move with nature. So this is the whole idea of being able to move and flow with the stream of life. So unity is a way of being. Separation is a way of not being. When you're in your ego, when you're identifying with it as though it is you, you're not being anymore. And so we instead have an intention of being in the world. And when you have the intention of being, you're meditating upon the interconnectedness of all things. And you are embodying that whole ideal of kintsugi and wabi-sabi, being able to realize that the things that have happened in your life that are not good, or that you perceive as being bad, or the troubles that you've gone through, the challenges that you've experienced, or the sensitivities that you have, or the very fact that as human beings, we're all temporary in nature and that we're not going to be here forever. All of that together is what makes life truly meaningful. The fact that we are these sensitive organisms who are subject to old age, disease, death, and a temporary existence, a blip in time in the grand scheme of eternity, is what actually allows us to experience the beauty and the meaning of what it is to be alive. So unity is the realization that we are all having this experience, to realize that you exist in relationship with everything and everyone, and you are part of everything and everyone, and it is a part of you. One of the ways to engage in unity is simply through meditation. Being able to just meditate and just be, to engage in activity where you're just here, experiencing life, diving into awareness. And another way to experience the intention of unity is to learn and practice sovereign awareness. Now, sovereign awareness is a free technique that you can get on the Zen Stoic website. And sovereign awareness will lead you to a deep sense of intuition and self-trust. And the reason why it does is because it connects you to the intention of unity. It allows you to essentially relax into a oneness with life, rather than always being separate, rather than always living in your thoughts. When we are living in our thoughts, we are engaging in separation. When we go into sovereign awareness, we are engaging in the intention of unity. So if this is something that you're interested in, that you feel ready to do, it is a free exercise on the Zen Stoic website called Sovereign Awareness, and it will develop a deep sense of self-trust and intuition so you begin to flow with the stream of life rather than trying to swim upstream, making things excessively difficult and engaging in unnecessary suffering. Instead, you will live a life of unshakable inner peace the more and more you practice sovereign awareness, as it unites you with the nature of who you are and all that is.